Dabra Alarm of Martello, speak to Aaron, you should tell him. Bahaloiskos and Eris, light the candles. A whoop man over your Eru Shivas and Eris. Facing the center of the menorah, the seven Eru should light. So the Sefer Lukute Chover Ben Chaim. Chaim Chizki a plout, say the Tzadik Lebroche, he brings down a pshat, b'shem his Rebbe, the Chzam Seif. And he touches up, ha'loizkos ha'neiris, ha'bul p'nei ha'menoiro, yu shevas ha'neiris. So he touches, Chzam Seif touches, there's a posik in Mishle that says, chochmois bon so bois, beisa, chochma amudeh ha'shib. Simple pshat that is, with Chochmah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world. Chotzvah Amudei HaShiva, it was...
What's that?
Chotzvah Amudei HaShiva. The binyan was made on seven Amudim. So Chassam Sofer teaches that this is going on the seven Chochmahs in the world. There are seven Chochmahs. That's Handosa, that's geometry. There's the Chochmahs HaTeva, which is science. There's the Chacham of music, which, by the way, the Gemara says most of the Siddur HaTorah need the Chacham of music. There's the Chacham of mechanics, there's a fourth. There's the Chacham of chemistry. There's the Chacham of Kaychavim, the astronomy and astrology. Those are six. And the main one is Chacham of Zelikus, the Chacham of Hashem and Chacham of HaTorah. So geometry, that's Handosa, nature, science, music, mechanics, chemistry, astronomy, astrology, and chachmas alikus. So don't some sefer. If somebody wants to be Isaac in these chachmas, and he wants to take schar for being Isaac in these chachmas, and also he shouldn't have a very little Torah, it has to be that he's utilizing these koiches to be macher the moriyol the chachmas alikus. Now these are all called chachmas tainius. Kilape, the Chachma Hapnimius, that's the Chachma Selikus, the Chachma Bakodesh Baruch Hu, Chachma Satayra. So if you use it for that purpose, to know it better, to understand Hakodesh Baruch Hu better, then not only don't you get punished with Bittul Torah for learning it, but that's a Chaluk of Torah. So Zokta Chassam Seifa, that the six different branches that go out of the Menaira represent the six different Chachmas that we just mentioned, right? That's what the Torah says over here. Ba'aloyzches aneiris. If you want to be malah, the other chachmas, and utilize it for kedushin, elul pnei ha'menoira ya'iru shivas aneiris. They all have to lie towards the middle. The middle represents the aside of everything, the chachma ha'pnimius. So if everything faces that, and you're being Isaac in that, so memela, you know, you'll be malah that also, you'll get schar for that also. If not, then it stands for, you know, chachmas chichonius. Taitzes Lufi, that also, why it says a lotion of Ba'aloyscha Saneiris? Because it's about Likcha Saneiris or Meitivcha Saneiris. What's that was Ba'aloyscha? If you want to be Mala, you want to uplift the different Chachmas, El Mul Pnei HaMenoir, your Irush of Saneiris, they all should be facing with the Tachlis of the inside. Vayas came Aaron. And Aaron did so. El Mul Pnei HaMenoir, Hel HaNeiris, Tackle was made to the Neiris to be leaning towards the middle. Kashitzima Hashem is Moshe, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. There's a famous Rashi over here, Vayas Kain Aaron. Mahagid Shvachri Shal Aaron. To teach us the praise of Aaron, Shaloi Shina, he did not change a bit from that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So the famous Kashi asked on this Rashi is, like, what's the Havamina to say that Aaron would be Mashanim from the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Even if the matter would be a hard matter to do, Tzadik does exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But the Kal V'Chaymer, like, what was the big deal over here? You know, you've been made to the Sanevis, it's not such a Shver Malachi. So, Hagit Shvacher Shal Aaron Shal Yishina, a Gevaldi Shvach of Aaron that he wasn't Mishan. So, the Alter of Kelm says that a person is not necessarily judged by his big mitzvahs, his big actions, the big mitzvahs that he does. Adarabba, you know, chances are that a person is judged when he does the smaller things. Sometimes it's a lot easier to take a great undertaking, to lead a campaign, to raise money for some great zach, and you're the head of the campaign. It's a glamorous thing. Or to go overseas and to, you know, be Isaac with some sort of atzolos and the fashas. It's a very glamorous thing. You know, you're doing a gewaltig zach. Good. But the less glamorous things, the things that you have to do every day, to get up for minyan and daven three times a day, and try and work up your kavanas for it, and after a day of work to be kaveit and lataira, those are the more tedious things, those are the lesser things. And that's where a person is measured. Do you do the lesser things, the things that seem less glamorous, do you do that with the hislahavas, do you do it with epis and umph? He says, that's what Chazal say, Havizor b'mitzvah kala kebachamur. The chomer, the gemitzvahs, and the great mitzvahs, that's easy to be zor. But what about the things that we take for granted? The things that are a daily routine and that we don't look at it as such a glamorous thing. Chazal said, Havizor b'mitzvah kala kebachamur. By the Gedolim, he used to take every little aspect of avoy, he used to make a big deal out of it, avos. Because everything is a tzivui of Hashem, everything is Torah Hashem, everything has an kedushin. See, even what seems to people as a less glamorous thing, and it doesn't look like a big ma'isa, by tzaddikim they make a big deal out of it. So that's the pshat over here. This was an act that didn't seem like the most important act. You'd be made to on average. You're doing it daily, day in, day out, day in, day out. That even though it wasn't, you wouldn't think it was like going to the Kodesh HaKadoshin, and you know, it was like being mocked with certain karbonis. So you would think it's a smaller thing. But Yaron HaKohen LaHagid Shvacha Shel Aaron Shelo Yishina. Pasuk says, Ve'etna es halviyim. Has posit your test. Say, the etna is halavim. The sunim la arm of Levana, mitoch bene Israel. I have placed the Levim, chosen from Aaron and his sons, mitoch bene Israel. Lavid is avoidus bene Israel, to serve the avoid of the bene Israel, ba'oil maye. Ulechaper al bene Israel, to be mechaper on the yid. Lo yib of bene Israel, negev, there should not be plagues in Israel. Begeshes b'nei Yisrael al HaKadosh. The words b'nei Yisrael are repeated in this passage 5 times. It says, Dr. Ashi, what's up with they're repeated 5 times? It's coming to tell us that their names are mentioned over and over again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechav al Klal Yisrael, like the Chamisha Chum Sheitar. 5 times it's mentioned over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechav al Klal Yisrael, daimut to the Chamisha Chum Sheitar. So the Chiddush Yerim asks a question, what's up with this pasuk over here? Punkt, when we single out the Levian, so we're mashed with B'nai Yisrael 5 times. And what exactly is the dimyan to the Chamisha Chum Sheitayu? Says on the Chiddush Yerim, there would have been a makam for a Chalishas Hadash for Klal Yisrael. Because here, HaKadosh, you know, one would think that B'nai Yisrael, they're all choshev in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and later on, Taka Kerech Tainad, that's the Chol Eidu Kulun Kedoshim. So one would think, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled out Shevet Levi, it would make the regular B'nai Yisrael feel bad. Hashem is there better than us. So B'davka over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he showed his chashivas, he showed his chavivas for all the B'nai Yisrael, even those that were not Kahanim or Levim. What's the dinit to Chamisha Chum Sheitayra? Just like Chamisha Chum Sheitayra, there are 5 separate chavashim. Each one has its own central theme. But Lamaisi, after all is said and done, is part of one big Tayra. It's the same thing with the B'nai Yisrael. You find different people. There's Kahanim, there's Levim, there's Yisraelim. It looks like they're different branches. But when it all boils down to it, we're all serving the same cause. We're all together. We're this Achid in one nation of Klal Yisrael. Am Echad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Somebody once asked the Chofetz Chaim, there's such a division in Klal Yisrael. You have Litvaks, you have Chassidim, you know, amongst the Chassidim themselves, you have this kind of Chassid, that kind of Chassid, this Mahalav, that Mahalav, Svargim. Amongst the Litvaks themselves, is the Bali Musar, they're not Bali Musar. Like, it sort of like brings about a period of Klal Yisrael. So Chofetz Chaim answered, Adrabba. He says, just like in armed forces,
You have to have foot soldiers. You have to have people fighting with tanks. You have to have people fighting with the, you know, the Air Force. And you have a Navy. There's all different segments of the armed forces, but they're all fighting one enemy. It's the same thing against the Yetzer Hara. Over the years, Klal Yisrael had to develop different kinds of tactics to fight against the Yetzer Hara. So some fight the Yetzer Hara with Torah. Some fight the Yetzer Hara with Tefillah. Some fight the Yetzer Hara with Simcha. Other people with Musar. And these are all different tactics of fighting the Yetzer Hara over Kulam Ahuvim Kulam Beruim. Those are the Heilig Chofetz Chaim. State in Pasuk. They brought the Korban Pesach in the Midbar. There were people that came in contact with Tumah. So they came forth to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, why should we be any worse? Zok Rashi, the nemesis. What was happening? They wouldn't have come forward to ask. What would the halacha be? So Rashi, this parasha was right to be said, I did Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is talking the halacha. Norvaz. Why did Torah, you know, put it in this manner that it came through their shayla to show us that this parasha, they were zayichah, should be said, I did them. Shemagalvans was I did zayichah. They came forth to ask, the male that gave them a chashivas, it was said through them. So Moshe Feinstein, Moshe Feinstein, that's how Dorish Moshe asks the question. So the Mela by the Benoist Tzalofcha, you find a similar thing. So he gave them chashivas, but their names are mentioned in the Torah. So you know that they were, you know, Noshim Chashuvos, and the Torah gives them that chashivas. But over here, the names are not mentioned. It's Chloikis Mesechtes Yuma, who exactly they were. But it doesn't mention their names. So what kind of a chashivas is it giving us, and what do we learn from over here? So Zakr Moshe, the emphasis, the Torah is not coming over here to be mechavidah, to give them cover. The Torah is coming to tell us a meridical lesson, that if someone is not shiva mitzvah, someone has a iskashrus, and he has a habit to a mitzvah, ad kedei kach, that he comes forth and he has tzar, woman he got, why should I be honest? They literally felt the tzar over here. Why should we be any worse? The emphasis, they were in Inus, Ramon Patre, right? But they felt such a kesher for the mitzvah that they came forth and with Azamin Tzar, Lomani Gara. So they got the schus, the Gagal schus, Ali De Zakai. A parish of the Torah was said through them. It's not just a matter of covet. That a parish is said through them is a very Gali for the person that does it. And the middle of this is a lesson to all of us that a person has to be Makshir mitzvah, that it should bother him when he can't be Makai the mitzvah. A Yisrachmona Patre. Over a person should be bothered by that. And a person should be medagdik in the mitzvah. How can I do the mitzvah better? I saw once in a biography of Rishon Zalman, Auerbach said, Tzadik Lebroche, a young kid already, he was already asking shaylas and what would be the halacha and how would he be kind of like this and how would he be. So his father saw it right away that this was his chush. He had a chashivas for mitzvahs and interested in him. What would be in this case and what would be in that case? And then he became the Paisik Hador, right? We have to have that chashivas for mitzvahs, and a person has chashivas for mitzvahs, megalvon schus alayde zakai. Vayomer Moshe l'choyva ben Ruel. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Choyva ben Ruel, who was his shver. Hamidyoni, choysi Moshe, noysin manachnu, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer l'voye, I'm not going to go. Yehimeh Moshe told him, "How many thousand of his son? Don't leave us. Ki al kenya dato chayim yisenu by midbar. You know all about what we went through in the midbar with all the nisim. Vayisalon aleinayim. We want you to be our eyes, and you'll be like a lookout for us." So tells him, "Shishimer vel yemeh blas atzal yisra kasha pili plan." I was always bothered by this. What exactly was Yisrael going to add to the Bnei Yisrael? You had Moshe, you had Aaron, you had the Shivas of Canaan, you had the Anani HaKovid, you had all the Nisim in the Midbar. Please stay with us, V'hayisolonolaynayim. And it sounds like a stickle of Galecht or a stickle of Litzanis, like they're trying to give him COVID where there's nothing to it, really. What's the pshat? It says two pshatim over here. One pshat I saw from the Belly Nei Bloch, and another from an Eimich of the Chofetz Chaim. So Nei Bloch says that there was a besunder mila that Yisrael had that nobody else had. He might not have been on the madrega of the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, our Sharos and Shivchal Yam, Leroy Cheskel Ben Buzi, they saw the ten makas, they saw Kriyas Yamsuf. They were there for Matan Torah, it's a Shiloh if Yisrael was there, right? They were on the Mori, they go, hi, madrega. But there's something that Yisrael had that they didn't have. Yisrael was a self-made man. He started from scratch. He was over one Avay Dezorah, he was over another Avay Dezorah, and a third. He was over Kol Avay Dezorah, Sheba Olam. And he chiseled himself out. He built himself up until finally, with his Eganim, with his own Kaychis, without any Nisim, he was Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt that that could be a tremendous motivation to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael Takam, I don't know how Madrega, but they had to help. Again, I covered with the Nisim, with the Bereshit Mariam, with the Man. With all the Giluyim, they had that help. He wanted them to see, here's a person that works hard on building himself, and that could be a mode that can muster. That's v'ho'yiso lonu le'enayim. Your way of life, and the way you shtayim, and the way you became somebody important, that will be the biggest service for Klal Yisrael. And I also saw a pshat, he said over a pshat, with a ma'isa shohei with him, he says he was walking in the street, and he encountered a newly arrived Russian to Eretz Yisrael. Excited over it. Then I go out into the street. I see thousands of yidden. I go to the Beis HaKnesses. I see mamish, hundreds of yidden, mamish all davening together with this. Wow. It's the Chayach. How can I not be in this book? So Yarech Lisha said to us, he said, how come I don't feel that same as Pilus? What's the shot? The Teretz is, to this person that just came, everything is new. Everything is his. He sees the Kutsi, he sees the yidden, he sees the Mother Kinsias. For me, I'm already, for me, it's old hat. And the Teva Ha'odim is, and he was not from God, the Teva Ha'odim is, the person loses his desires. So he said, with that he heard what happened over here, about Yisrael Aleinai. Now Yisrael, you know, they all lived together. The Makis was, you know, a period of a year, and they saw everything already. So what could be already new to them after all that they had experienced? But Yisrael came here anew. Yisrael's eyes were wide open with excitement. And everything was his hatches. Well, Yisrael on the lane. I want the Bnei Yisrael to see your reactions. And everything is fresh by you, and everything is new. And Mimela, that will be the biggest Musar Haskell for the Bnei Yisrael. Vayhibin Soyah Ha'orin Vayoyma Moshe. When the Oren traveled, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kumar Hashem V'yafutsu Eivecha V'yonusu Nisanecha Mipanecha. Rashi brings down the Gemara Masech to Shabbos, Daf Kufta Zayin. There's an upside down Nun before Vayibin Soya Aroin, upside down Nun afterwards. Also, a Samoni is Mofon of Mel Achra. Voimar, She'ain Zemekayim. This is not the place of Vayibin Soya Aroin. So, why is it written over here? Lahavsig main Peronius with Peronius. To be Mavsig between one tragedy that happened to Klal Yisrael to another. They were complaining, and the Seif, the Maisa with the Kibbutz HaTaiva, was a terrible, terrible Maisa for Klal Yisrael. They traveled away from Har Hashem. It was Shesor Me'acharei Hashem. They went away from Hashem. Kitinik HaBereich, the Beis HaSeif. I saw the Sefer Som Derech, Kevner, Shishiva, Agoyim, Rasim Chazis Lebroyim, is that's how. He asks a number of questions. Number one, what was the big apple? They were by Har Sinai a full year minus 10 days. So they wanted to get on with their lives already. They wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael already. Like such a big apple that they want to leave. That's horror number one. Horror number two, what did they rule? Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. They didn't travel until the Aron, you know, rose up and the Aron told them to go. So it's not like they went on their own. So what's the time on the Bnei Yisroel? If the Aron went and the Aron brought them,
What's the time on them? Kitinik Habarev and Beis HaSefer. The third Ha'ari, he asks. Kedushas HaSinai was already bought. Right. Kedushas HaSinai was only there B'Shas Matan Teir. It became bottle. It says, B'mshoyf B'keren HaYoyvu Hema Yalu Bahar. Right? And when they hear the sound of the shofar, they can go up. So there's no Kedushas there anyway. So what was the big time on the B'nai Yisrael? Kitinik Habarev and Beis HaSefer. A fourth Ha'ari, you have to ask, is that the Torah doesn't say B'Ferish what they did wrong. By the Messiah, the Torah says B'Ferish what they did wrong. Here it says, B'Yisru Mi'ar Hashem. It doesn't say clearly what the Aveira was. So what's the Pshat? So he brings down a Pshat. Later on, I also saw that the Alter from Slavotka also says a Pshat similar to this. He says, the B'Vadai, they had to go. Because the Anani HaKobit rose, and they took and they told him to go. But in their pneumias, they should have felt, we don't want to leave. In their pneumias, they should have felt, this is a makor kedusha for us, even if it's not kodesh anymore. But we gained so much over here. We saw so many giluyim over here. We managed became the bonim of HaKadosh Baruch HaShabach HaBonim Yikol HaAm V'Nosem Lonov As Teirosei. This is mamish our essence. So even though the Anani HaKadosh told them to leave, but they should have felt, we want to stay over here. Mostly you find by Kriyas Yamsuf Shtey, by Yasa Moshe Esau'am. The Moshe Rabbeinu had to force the nation to leave Yamsuf HaBos, because they were busy with the Bezus Hayam. Terence says they were attached to something over there, right? Over here they should have been attached to the Regesh, that this is what made us into a nation. So Mimela, that's when the traveling wasn't the Aveira. It was the feeling inside. It was a Dak Min Hadak inside. That was the time on them. So that answers all the questions. But you have to go with a heavy heart. It's the way you go. And they went besimcha. Oh, we're on our way already. Right. They were here for a long time. But the leaving should have been done with a heavy heart. And the other ha'ara, you know, why does it not say befeirish? Because the Torah only says something befeirish if begoli was an aveira. But here the aveira was beprimius. They didn't do a mice aveira. They're supposed to go there. Anani HaKovid, Alpi Hashem Yachanu, Alpi Hashem Yiso. Here the Aveira was in the Pneumius. The Mele of the Torah does not say it out in the open. Those are the Simchas Yisrael Brayden. I remember seeing the Baruch there had to run away from Russia. The Bolsheviks, the Mamish had to leave his house, his Sfarim room, with all the Sfarim, he couldn't take it with him. This is the place, you know, where Mr. Stein used to prepare his shiurim. And he had to leave. And they, the family, the mishpacha, had to run already. They had life. He's not leaving the room, you know. And they say, but we have to go already. He can't part. And he gives this sefer a kiss, and he gives that sefer a kiss. And she says, the Haley Rajbi, the Haley Gisvar, I can't leave, I can't leave. So finally, a couple of the men, mishpacha, had to walk over. Taken by the yard, not with force, of course. He said, no, Dafshin Gang. Tears, that's the way he left his Svarim room. Maybe he had hopes of coming back, but he never came back there again. He says, he had to go, Taka. Over the way he left, it was not Kitinik HaBarech, the Beis HaSefer. It was a Talmud of Rav Lezer Yehuda Finkel that once snuck in. And he slept under his bed. He wanted to see what his anhagas are. Nemesis with Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Rosh Hashiva of Mir, who was his nephew, Lazy Yodels. So he used to sleep in his room, and he said over the same thing. He says he sometimes used to fake like he was asleep, and he used to try and see what Lazy Yodel was doing. She said before Lazy Yodel went to sleep, if he was learning late at night, go over to all the Svarim and kiss them like he was saying goodbye to them. The chavivus that he had for Torah, this say for a kiss, and this say for a kiss, and this say for a kiss, like he's gezegen himself with the Svarim. That's the pshat, someone that has that chashivus, that chavivus for Torah. So that was a stickle of time on the B'nai Yisrael. You were zeiche to so many giluyim over here. And you want to go off. That's Kitinik HaBarech, the Beis HaSefer. One more word. But the Daber Miriam and Aaron and Moshe, Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe. They spoke Lashon Hara. Right after, as it says, Ishmaisha Adam Yai Nikol Adam Hashal Pnei Adam. Ishmaisha was the Adam Nikol Adam Hashal Pnei Adam. So all the Mepharshim asked the question, why all of a sudden does the Torah slip this statement in the middle? You're talking about the Avodah that Aaron and Miriam did. Ishmaisha Adam Nikol Adam Hashal Pnei Adam. What's the Pshat? Says various Pshatim said, I saw a Pshat that was said over from Hagoyim Yitzchak Ner Ben Menachem. That was Aaron Kotel's brother-in-law. He was an Edom of Rabbi Zalman. So he spoke, he said a hesped on his shver, Rabbi Zalman. So he said over the following part. First of all, what's the Pshat when it says over here, V'ishmaisha onir moit mikoha adam, hashal pnei adam. What's the Pshat? She said like this. There are people that have friends, and they're able to hide their true essence from their friends. But from their close friends, they can't hide from. You know, their close friends know who they really are. There are other people that are even able to hide their essence from their close friends, or from the mishpacha that's with them. Amish inside, from them, they're not able to hide. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chiddush was, he was able to hide himself from everybody, Mikol Adam, even from his closest relatives. Not only was he able to hide himself from the Hamayinam, not only was he able to hide himself from his Mekuravim, but even from those that were closest to him, he was an Anav, right? Even Mikol Adam in front of all the people, Hashal Pnei Adam, L'Rabuye, his closest family members. So why then did the Torah say it over here? She asked Akasha, how's it Shai, Aaron and Miriam? They should speak Lashon Hara against Moshe. They didn't know he was godless. They didn't know how great he was. The Torah says in the middle, it tells us, Moshe Anu Mikol Adam, Hashal Pnei Adam. He was able to hide himself even from those that were closest to him. And they tackle when I'm not with my Reagan Gansen. And they said, Gambara did Hashem, Hashem spoke to us also, right? But because of Moshe's anov and his ability to hide himself even from them, they didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was in a different league. So this was Yitzchak Ner ben Menachem, who himself was an Adam Gadol Ad Ma'ayim, and Nebuchadnezzar at a pretty young age. He was the Rav of Petach Tikva. So he said that was his share. Because Rabbi Zalman not only was able to hide his godless from the Hamayinam or from the Kuravim, he was able to hide his godless from the Bnei Mishvachah. Don't say it. I couldn't shout myself out.
But then I know that I hear the word about that's what's pleased.